the tape. I think I'm going to.
Wait a few minutes because the first part doesn't tape. Now it's tape.
The second side of the tape.
Tape one.
Tape one, side two.
Well, I just mentioned that the church down the street from this row house on Bridge Avenue, all the windows in that church are done by Mr. Tiffany. I think they are redoing that church. It's probably very historical. All my grandfather's house was torn down, and on that property now is a lighting store. But there are several of my grandfather's brother's houses still standing over there. They called me one day, and Sim and I went over to another uncle's house. Somebody had restored. It was a beautiful job. He still lives in it, this gentleman. And an old Victorian house, not on Ridge, but another street parallel to Ridge, one block over. They all went to high school. What is that, Allegheny?
The high school. It was Allegheny High School in those days.
Across, still there, still standing in that circle. And I guess all of them eventually migrated over to Oakland and eventually Squirrel Hill.
Right.
But if you see old pictures, Oakland had, I guess, what a few buildings then. The Shumley Hotel, the Masonic Lodge, I think maybe the PAA. Mm-hmm. Those are the only buildings around, and they had Shumley Park. Oh, and Carnegie had the museum. That was all around that I saw in old photographs. And then they started to build Squirrel Hill and moved out Fifth Avenue, where all the big mansions were in those days.
How were you related to the Ralph family? Your wife said you were related to the Ralph family.
Bertie Wertheimer, one of my grandfather's sisters, married a man by the name of Ralph. And they had a son by the name of Ted Rao. And Ted, I knew, the others had passed away, but Ted was my father's first cousin. And Richard Rao, who is still around, was not a product of Bertie, but she just had Ted Rao, and Richard, and Bertie was married to this man Rao, who probably had another brother, who produced Richard Rao, and this Richard Rao is Richard Rao Jr. That's the best I can tell you. But Bertie Rao's house still stands on Aylesboro Avenue, almost on the corner of Aylesboro and Whiteman. And the Guggenheimer house is also still standing on Aylesboro. The second house from Whiteman towards Squirrel Hill. And those are the only two houses that I remember in Squirrel Hill that are still standing. Our house in Bennington, of course, is still standing. And that was owned recently by this young man and his wife. He was killed in the plane crash last year coming into... Plane 714, I think it was the U.S. Air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his widow, as far as I know, still lives in our house. And he was president, he was a man around 50, I guess. And he was president, no relation, but he was a... his family, Berger family and so forth, that owned steel mills in Wharton and so forth.
Oh, well, we'll think of it, or...
His name wasn't Berger, but that was part of it. He was part of the family.
Did you go to Rhoda Shalom as a child?
I sure did.
And did you, was that your religious education? At Rhoda Shalom?
I wouldn't say I got an education, unfortunately. In those days, Reformed Judaism was really Reformed. And I wouldn't say that I was either a product of good Jewish upbringing or learned an awful lot. I suppose I could have learned more, and I did not. And I must confess that today still, I would not be classified as a knowledgeable Jewish resident. I probably would be classified more as a underground Jew that comes out twice a year. But my parents were very active, and I can't say that I have been.
Yeah, Rhoda Shalom in those days did not have bar mitzvahs.
No.
No, they did have confirmations.
Absolutely.
And were you confirmed from Rhoda Shalom?
I was not confirmed.
I see.
My wife was. I was.
And you were married, in your wife's maiden name, and you were married when?
48 years ago tomorrow, and my wife's maiden name was Sima, that's spelled S-I-M-A, Solomon. Her middle name was Odell, O-D-E-L-L. Sima Odell Solomon.
Where did that come from?
And where did you meet your wife prior to?
I met her at lunch, at a round table luncheon that we all used to go to at Kaufman's department store. At that time I was working downtown, my wife was working at Kaufman's, and there were a whole gang of mainly men, Walter Blattner, John Wolfe, that were down at Kaufman's lunch regularly. What was the name of that lunch room at that time?
Is that on the 11th floor?
On the 9th floor.
On the 9th floor or the 11th floor?
11th.
11th floor, where the Von Dome was, used to be.
Yeah, well, there was a lunch room.
Yeah, there was
still
is.
A lunch room up there, mm-hmm. But I don't remember. There was, do you remember something?
Do I remember what?
Remember the lunch room. Doesn't matter anyway. At any rate, we met through a friend of ours, Walter Blattner, and we got engaged very quickly, and we got engaged within a month,
huh.
And we were married May 21st, 48 years ago, and Walter Blattner was best man at my wedding.
Where were you married?
At my wife's wedding. Hmm?
Where were you married?
We were married in the Shenley Hotel by Rabbi Freehoff.
You hadn't closed the back door and I did not walk down the aisle.
Come over here and stop shouting. I can't hear.
Yes, I am.
Your wife had mentioned something about she did not close the bag, did not walk down the aisle. Now, can you explain what you meant by that?
Dr. Freedom, mm-hmm. Hasn't closed the back door of the room.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of walking in there and walking down the aisle, I walked in this door and everybody was sitting looking for me to come back there. Didn't make much difference with there were only about 70 people there.
Do you belong to any organizations today? Any civic organization or religious organization? Are you active? Have you done anything in the temple at all?
I'm a member of the temple. I would not say actively in any civic organizations at the present time, no.
You were. You used to head your division of UJF.
Well, that's important.
What did you...
Awards sitting around.
Well,
here.
I used to be on the board of Amacoffee Farm. I used to run the UJF furniture division for a year or two, getting funds for UJF. But I wouldn't say that was anything of any great importance.
All service to the community is of great importance. Somebody has to do it, and somebody is most needed.
Well, we lived, after we were married for 25 years, in Brentwood.
Oh, that's in, where did you, why did you go to Brentwood?
Well, for two reasons. Friends of ours were out there, schools were good out there, and it was less expensive out there than it was finding a house in Squirrel Hill.
And our kids went to public school, which they wouldn't have done.
And did you belong to any kind of congregation in Brentwood area? Did you stay members of Rhode of Shalom?
Sure.
You came into Rhode of Shalom all the time.
All our children went to Rhode of Shalom.
Yeah.
Kicking and screaming. Yes, they all went.
Were there many Jewish people out at Brentwood in those days?
Sure did.
There weren't many.
Well, there were some.
Yes, there were.
For instance, Leonard and Mary Jo Stern, who were members of Rhode of Shalom, their kids and ours came in.
Jeffrey, what's his face?
Yeah, Jeffrey Herzog.
Oh, the Herzog.
Who is now...
Well, you mentioned the Herzog before. Was that the same family?
No.
Okay.
They lived out there, and of course he's
Elters
now...
Elters lived out there. Dobkins lived out there. Dr. Boaz.
Yeah.
Was there interactivity between the Jewish families in the Brentwood?
You got together, you knew each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very close group of people out there. Mm-hmm. There was Dr. Leonard Cohn and his wife.
We're still very close with non-Jewish friends.
In that area.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm talking about the Jewish friends, though.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we all carpooled into...
The ones that came here.
Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, of course, there were a lot of Jewish people moving to Lebanon, which has a much, much larger Jewish population then and now. Today, Brentwood has
nobody.
Nope. Dorothy Seltzer, Dr. Seltzer's widow, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably will.
Jeanette Whittem still keeps the house there.
She'll probably move eventually, too, because Dr. Seltzer just passed away some months ago. But all of the others have moved away.
How long have you lived in? How long ago did you move away? And did you move to Oakland, or where did you move at that time?
We have moved from Brentwood to here when our kids moved away. And the house was empty. We moved here
to this apartment
16
building.
Years ago, when this place was first built.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Seymour Heron, who was a neighbor of ours out there, moved here, and we moved here. He has since retired and moved to Florida, and they lived there. But they were members of Rhode of Shalom, too.
In other words, you didn't go to Temple Emmanuel when it was built out there,
no.
Which was approximately 25 years ago.
Or so. Well, when we lived out there, my mother was still alive, and she was active. Many years ago, there was a shop on the lower part of the Shunley Hotel on the Fork Street side called the Industrial League. I don't know whether you gals remember that or not. But the Industrial League was formed to aid refugees coming over from Germany in those days, around 1940. And the Industrial League employed a lot of these women that did wonderful sewing. And they made really exquisite merchandise. And I still have some stuff up there that my mother had made from my dad and from me. all kinds of beautiful.
Had nothing to do with the temple. It was run started.
No, but it was part of the Jewish activity.
That's right.
In those days.
And your mother was involved with that.
Oh, she sure was. She was there an awful lot, and there were a lot of people.
She dragged me
with her.
We were still running industrial labor after you and I were married.
Oh,
and
that's
it started after the First World War, I do believe.
I think it's, no, I don't think that. I think it started when,
You mentioned before that the silver came from your grandparents' house. I presume you took many things that your mother had, and you have many things that your mother had.
I was the only child.
So that you inherited, and all these, many of these things are...
Oh, absolutely.
Are from your mother's...
Absolutely. They're all kind of dishes and silver and... What else, then? Tablecloths and so forth. Absolutely. I guess.
And some of it was my mother's odds and ends around.
And you were from what area were you from, Mrs.?
Pittsburgh?
Yes. You
Squirrel Hill.
Squirrel Hill.
They lived when I first met Simma on
Murdoch. Before that, we lived at Forbes in Northumberland. I was confirmed. All of our children were confirmed. At least we make it that much.
I'm the only black sheep of the family.
My father came from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. What was your business, father's business?
Men's clothing. Homestead and Brad.
And he passed away.
Do you know Emily or somebody?
What was the name of the store?
Solomon's.
Solomon's. It did, it, I mean, I...
Oh, well, they, my father died over 50 years ago.
The store was dissolved at that point.
And Simba's mother, Sylvia, remarried Burton Klein, who ran the newspaper in Homestead.
And the Squirrel Hill News.
And the Squirrel Hill News.
I don't think it's in business anymore.
And they both passed away.
I have a lot of details to go back to. If we go back to first page. Your great-grandmother came here in 1848. Her name was?
Bella. Wormser Guckenheimer. She had first married, can you spell that long name?
I'm not sure. It starts with what letter?
G-U-C-K.
Ah, wait a minute.
H-E-I-M-A-R.
G-U-C-K. So start again. G-U-C-K.
H-E-I-M-A-R. M-A-R, okay.
Now, she had first married Moses Wertheimer. I couldn't tell you the dates. It was a long time ago.
He it was died. In Europe. In Europe? Was that in Europe or the United States?
She remarried Mr. Guckenheimer, and he passed away. Meanwhile, she had Wertheimer children and one Guckenheimer. That's how they were half brothers, and they started the Guckenheimer Distillery. She came over here alone with all these eight kids who weren't babies, as I understand it. They were relatively.
Do you know who they were?
The names of all of them. I can get them for you in 1 minute. Do you want to turn that off, and I'll get them all.
Then we'll make another date.
And we'll go through this.
Yes.
Your oldest child
is Wendy Jan Wertheimer. She was born on June 24th in 1951. Next is
And tell me something about her before you go.
She is a, she's the senior advisor to the Deputy Director of National Institutes of Health.
Senior advisor to the Deputy Director, okay.
Of the National Institute of Health. And she's also senior advisor to Dr. William Paul, who is the head of AIDS research for NIH. And after that is my son, my
and
son.
And she's married?
No,
okay.
Never married.
All right.
And next is my son, Herbert III, commonly called Josh. And he is with the
birth date.
Oh, it's September 22nd, 1953. Computer business. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the big computer man? I never
Apple.
Remember.
Microsoft.
Right. And he's married
to
Jane Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was related. Next is my daughter Susan. She was born October 2nd of, look at that, 51, 53, 55. She's married to Jerry Eiler.
You tell me what you want copied. You know, those stairs and copied for you.
They have three children. Jessica Klee, who will be 16 in June. Zachary, who will be 13, he's going to be bar mitzvah at the temple in Cleveland. So is Jesse, first in our family. And next is Marjorie, who is 7 years old, with the mouth that doesn't stop. I call her Dorette. Okay.
That's wonderful.
And then our youngest child is Betsy Klee, Wertheimer Franklin. She lives in Pittsburgh. She's an attorney with the, and she's in the federal court bankruptcy division. That's it.
Very nice.
I was trying to get that, so Herbert didn't.
Last name is Frankel.
Franklin. F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N.
Okay, and she's married to?
Grant.
Wonderful.
Okay.